It's Saturday after Ash Wednesday. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. Our Roman station today is Sant' Agostino, listed in the Roman Missal as Ad Sanctum Trifonem. This is the church of St. Augustine of Hippo in Rome, built in the 13th century in the time of Honorius IV. It overwhelmed a smaller church nearby that had the relics of St. Tryphon, a 3rd century saint from Phrygia, which is modern Turkey. As you walk up the stairs and see the facade, you are looking at marble recovered from the Colosseum by Sixtus IV after an earthquake. Within, you find a beautiful Caravaggio, the Madonna of the Pilgrims. The pilgrims' bare feet are dirty, reminding us of ourselves. There is a statue of Mary here, to whom Roman women have come, especially on the 9th of October, to pray before childbirth. Here you will find the tomb of St. Monica, Augustine's mother, transferred from the port city of Rome, Ostia, where she died while she and Augustine were waiting to return to North Africa after his baptism in Milan by St. Ambrose. From A Treatise on Perfection, Saintly Counsel on Obtaining Salvation, by Cardinal Richelieu. Counsel 2. The fulfillment of one's legitimate duties and responsibilities should be given primacy above any other works of piety or charity. It is certain that no one will obtain any benefit or merit from performing works that are incongruous with his position and capacity or conflict with the proper responsibilities and duties of his station in life. Take, for example, a wife who gives away large amounts of money to the poor without her husband's knowledge and permission. Although such an action may appear to be a work of charity, it is not, in fact, truly a good work at all, for without the knowledge and consent of her spouse, it is an illicit action. In the same way, we may imagine a person who is intent upon performing works of charity, and for this purpose obtains money by some dishonest or disreputable means. Such charity would not really be a good work at all, since it amounts to theft and giving away the resources of others. By analogy, a clergyman, religious, or government official who, without permission, irresponsibly dispenses resources entrusted to his care and stewardship, even if he does so in the name of charity or generosity, acts improperly. After all, these things belong not to him personally, but to the church or to the state. Each day during Lent in the Vetus Ordo, there is an oratio super populum, a prayer over the people said by the priest after the post-communion. People are invited to bow their heads as Father prays over them. The prayer over the people was reintroduced in the Latin edition of the 2002 Missale Romanum. The origin of this custom goes back at least to the 5th century. In 545, when Pope Vigilius was conducting the station mass at St. Cecilia in Trastevere, troops of the pro-Monophysite Byzantine Emperor Justinian arrived after communion to take the Pope into custody and conduct him to Constantinople. The people followed them to the ship and demanded, ut orationem habeo acciperent, that they should receive the blessing prayer from him, by which was meant the prayer over the people. The Pope recited it, the people said Amen, and off went Vigilius, who would return to Rome only after his death. Here's the Oratio Super Populum for today. Let us pray. Bow your heads to God. May your faithful people, O God, be strengthened by your gifts, that by receiving them they may still desire them, and by desiring them they may evermore receive them. Oremus, humiliate capita vestra Deo, fideles tui Deus, per tua dona firmentur, ut eadem et percipiendo requirant et querendo sine fine percipiant. Per Dominum nostrum Iesum Christum filium tuum, qui tecum vivit et regnat in unitate Spiritus Sancti Deus per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen.